from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI Studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
How much do you think we'll see May tonight, and what conclusions will you draw based on his number of snaps?
I think he's going to play a lot, which I think is worth a second guess, because if you're going to play him a lot this week against the Eagles, who are a much better defense than Carolina, you could have played him a crap ton last week against Carolina and had him in less harm's way, if that's the biggest concern. And I do think that's a big concern, is they don't want to put him out there with players who aren't prepared to block for him. To me, I don't care. It happens to every rookie quarterback at some point. Is he going to get a twisted deep? Most likely not. Could he? Yep. Still, put him out there against Carolina. They're going to do it with Philadelphia now. You can game it up. You can run draws, screens. You don't have to throw it 35 times. But to me, it's a missed opportunity last week and this week, since you acknowledge he's a developmental quarterback. These are the developmental periods. Use them. I think you'll see him, you know, certainly by the second quarter and maybe after halftime.
Okay. Sounds like Bert and Tommy Curran talking to the same people. Curran says second quarter into the second half. Bert says second quarter into the second half. Pat's putting it out there. That's the plan for tonight. So we'll see. Final hour, Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You can also text the show, 37937. Yeah. If you missed any of Tommy Curran, you can check it out on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's there for you. It's also on the YouTube channel. Subscribe to WEEI, and you can see Tommy Curran in his entirety.
Speaking of the text line, texter says Mego is just upset she will never be a busty pole vaulter. You don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know that. Yeah. There are surgical enhancements I could have.
Oh, I thought.
And training.
I thought they were criticizing your pole vaulting skills. No?
We don't know. There could be untapped potential there in two different ways.
There's two things she
I think
to
you're
do.
You're lashing out. I took it as criticizing your lack of pole vaulting skills.
I think it was critical of more my figure.
Either way, both of those things can be changed.
Yeah.
You know, you can be coached up and you can, right.
You don't know surgery. That. Text line. You don't know that.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not upset, by the way.
You got some crazy ass nice man boobs, Arcan.
Thank you, sir.
I'm definitely not jealous of Arcan's man boobs.
Hey. Now we know you're lying.
And the sweet curves that he has.
That's true.
Delicious.
Form fitting is how I like to describe
it. It's like a medieval woman.
So how do we feel about this plan for Drake May tonight?
that he's going to play a lot more. Maybe he's going to play the whole second quarter. I like it a lot better than the plan that they had going into the last game. I wonder if it's like the course correction from the last game. They saw how much backlash there was. There were former coaches who were talking to guys like Tommy Curran saying, this is a huge missed opportunity. What are they doing down there? Not a great look and in any way that you slice it. And so I like it better. I would like to see him with the ones if we're looking at the offensive line. I don't know that you will. And I just hope that they don't come up with some last-minute excuse like, oh, it's dark in Gillette and it's raining.
Oh, it is.
Because guess what? It's New England. It's going to be dark and gross for most of the season.
It is dark and rainy, but he should play in that scenario.
Except for all your 1 p.m. games.
Right. How do you feel about if they are reacting to the backlash? How do you feel about that?
At the end of the day, I feel good because even if that's a stupid reason, then at least we're going to get to see him.
I don't feel good about
that. Like, if you come to the right conclusion and it's just a stupid roundabout way, I don't really care how you got there.
I do, because it tells you they don't know what they're doing. It just underscores they have no clue what they're doing and they're flying by the seat of their pants and they're reacting to
backlash. But what's worse, not knowing what they're doing and being stubbornly wrong? Or not knowing what they're doing and trying to shift as they go along.
I mean, they might still be stubbornly wrong about how they're going to handle Drake May. They're just playing him a little bit more in a preseason game. So I don't know that they're not stubborn about it.
But playing him in preseason games is part of handling him.
Okay,
it
is. It's part of it, but and it's better. But, like, do you have a plan or do you not have a plan? Are you just listening to the backlash and then reacting to that? That's not a good plan.
Well, that's my concern, not just with Drake May, but with everything overall. We talked to Tom Curran earlier, and I was like, what's going on with the run game? You're changing the scheme again? It feels like Matt Patricia in 2022 again.
Yeah, so let me tell you this. If their plan is to not play Drake May in the preseason, they should stick with it, okay? If they don't think he's ready, then they should stick with it. If they're just reacting to the blowback, that's worse to me. I want to see Drake May selfishly play in the preseason. I want to watch the game. I want to see him. I want to know for myself. But if they're running away from their plan after 1 week because some people screamed about it on the radio or in print or on television, that's terrible. Like that's a much, much, much worse approach to me. And so my belief is they probably babied him too much last week. Maybe they were spooked by the rain or whatever. He's going to play more tonight, and he should. One thing I wanted to bring up quickly, I don't know if we talked about this on the air. J.J. McCarthy did get hurt in a preseason game last week, which to me is not a reason to keep Drake May off the field. Like, just because one guy got hurt doesn't mean another guy will. It does mean, by default, Drake May moving up on those rookie charts, Arcan. If we're going to talk about how well J.J. McCarthy played and Bo Nix and everybody else, well, Drake May is greater than J.J. McCarthy now,
yeah,
right?
They still may start the same amount of games this year, but yeah, definitely you have to say
true.
He's at least available.
He's got
to
get
gonna wear a uniform.
He's got to get into a game, that's true. He's got to do that, and then greater than J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, and I thought that McCarthy was probably the one, him and Penix anyway, were the only two that weren't, other than May, that weren't considered to be first week one starters, and I think that that's sort of the point here. Nix, I think, is going to beat out those two guys. It looks like Daniels is set to go. Williams is set to go. There was definitely going to be a competition with McCarthy and Darnold. So Darnold might have won that. You know, he might have won that anyway. He's not that much older than McCarthy, so I think that there was a possibility you could have seen this go this way anyway, and that May could have ended up ahead of him, but that's contingent on May playing, and if he doesn't play, then he's basically J.J. McCarthy anyway, right?
Let's get to some phone calls. Dylan is in New Bedford. Go ahead, Dylan. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Yes, I was calling about Gerard Mayo, so What bothers me about him is a while back when they drafted Drake May, he stated, they asked him, what did you like the most about film that you've seen on Drake May? And he stated, the best thing I liked about him the most was the way he could take a hit and how well he took a hit and got back up. He's a really tough player. That's what Gerard Mayo said. Well, how come you guys are so hesitant with using him and all this because of the offensive line? You're scared of him getting hit. Wait a minute. You just said that he takes hits and he's a hell of a player. Not saying that let him take hits and all that, but it didn't make sense to me.
So I didn't remember that comment, but he's right. He did say that. I took that at the time as a shot at Mac Jones.
Mm.
And so maybe that's a way to square those two. Maybe it wasn't really talking about Drake May. It was a shot at the Mac Jones experience from a year ago. And so that's kind of how I took it in real time. I'd forgotten about those comments, though. It's interesting to maybe go back and take a look at those.
Right, because I guess if you're looking back at that, you're reading into it saying, isn't part of the reason why you drafted this kid because he can bounce back up? He's big and tough, and he'll get the crap knocked out of him, and then he'll be out there for the next play. And now you have to be so precious with him because you need to protect him, and you don't have the offensive line depth. You can't square those two things.
Right. This is why I believe in reps and not stupid VR headset reps where you don't get hit. I believe in real reps, and I think that's how you get better, which is why I think last week was a mistake,
and I'm happy it sounds like he's going to play more tonight. I think that's consistent. Walter's in Worcester. Go ahead, Walter.
Jones, I'm going to tell you, sometimes you're infuriating, but you almost had me drive off the road with your penis pole vaulter comments. So kudos to you, my friend.
Okay, touche.
That was good. Hey, real quick, you know, I equate the Patriots approaching this draft with Drake May. Never go shopping in a supermarket on an empty stomach because you're going to buy the first thing you see to try to fill you up. And I think that they went in, starved for a quarterback. They lost the greatest quarterback of all time. They flubbed it with Mac Jones. And they said, oh, my God, we need a quarterback. I believe then, and I still believe now, I would have gone, taken Harrison, the best available athlete, because he needs somebody in almost every position. And then in the second round, I'm still not sure I would have taken a quarterback. I would have no problem with Jacoby Brissett right now and having our backups being Zappy, and maybe you still got Milton. And then next year, we all knew this year was going to be a rebuilding year. I know you like this guy. Maybe he's going to prove me wrong and prove a lot of people wrong, but right now I just don't see it with him.
Yeah, so this didn't have to be a rebuilding year. Like, they're choosing to make it a rebuild. This did not have to be a rebuilding year. I just completely and totally reject that. They could have spent on free agents. They chose not to do that. They brought back all their crap from last year. That's all they did. And Antonio Gibson. That's it. So I reject that this had to be a rebuild. This didn't have to be a rebuilding year.
No. Don't forget KJ Osborne.
Thank you. They chose to make this a rebuilding year. And so now they've chosen to do it, and it's obvious for all to see, and they're waving the white flag for everyone in their fan base, their locker room, the whole football-watching public, okay? So now that's obvious for everybody to see. But they chose this. They didn't have to do this. They chose it.
Can I ask something kind of silly?
Just real quick. On okay. Drake May, his point on Drake May, he may be right about this. They went in to the grocery store hungry. I'm okay with making that a mistake on a quarterback.
That's the only way I shop.
Yeah, I mean, but I've done it before, too. It's not an ideal way to shop. But sometimes you make a good choice on an empty stomach and you find something and you stumble into something. And I think at quarterback, it's okay because your team's not going anywhere until you have the quarterback. It's just not. You could have the roster ready to go for when you find the quarterback. You still need to find the quarterback. So I'm okay drafting in the top three, taking a swing, because the next time you go into the grocery store hungry, you might be drafting at, 15 for Mac Jones. And that felt a lot thirstier than this pick to me.
Are we thirsty or hungry?
Both.
Okay. In football in particular, and this is for you too, Arcan, is rebuilding always a choice?
No. I think rebuilding is, always a choice, yes.
No, sometimes there's an injury or something. Sometimes you just, you're not good. I mean, I don't think people always, when they start a rebuild, realize, we got to do this here. It's just, you suck. And then the rebuild has to happen. I don't think it's
but like tearing it down to the studs.
It's like a chicken or the egg thing.
That's a choice. That's definitely a choice.
I think you can choose how long your rebuild goes.
Yeah, there you go. Fine. They could They might have still.
At some point, you have to start over. They might have been usually a rebuild, but you can decide if you're the Ravens and rebuild is two seasons, or if you're the Washington Commanders and your rebuild is two decades.
No, correct. So you can do a slow 5-year rebuild if they want, which would really be a 10-year rebuild, which to me, there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for that. Anybody who's willing to stomach that, you're a chump. You're a loser. Like, you can't sit here and wait for that. And just allowing the Patriots to do that, I can't imagine approaching it that way.
And that would be, it wouldn't just be one rebuild either, because if you're doing a rebuild, you're getting a new quarterback generally,
right.
And you're not going to sign him for the fifth year if you don't. So, in 10 years,
you
probably, it's two different quarterbacks, so that's two different rebuilds.
Right, and to me,
which we're on the second one right now, by the way.
Well, you had two dynasties, now you have to have two rebuilds.
At least.
That's just the way the world works.
At least. So, to answer your question, maybe they wouldn't be a winning team either way. But there's a big difference between being a 2-win team and an 8-win team that feels like they're onto something. And I'm not telling you or guaranteeing by signing some guys in free agency they'd be a 10-win team. I felt they could have been, and I would have still said I felt they could have been, and I think they would have been. But you could go 8-9, and the rebuild feels a lot different than being a 2-win team this year. Which, by the way, Kern brought this up earlier. I guess I might as well mention this. The all the ESPN writers weighed in. They're 32, beat writers that cover the teams for ESPN. So here's what they wrote. Mike Reese weighed in at a very low level. But they all gave their ceiling and floor for the team. Mike Reese's ceiling for the Patriots, 7 wins.
Okay.
Which to me feels maybe a touch low. That's their ceiling. The best they could possibly do is 7 wins.
That feels reasonable.
Yeah, I think it's
considering
about
that Drake May's probably not going to play in at least the first month.
They can't win 8 games. That's
impossible. If Drake May's not playing till week 5 or 6 at earliest.
If you believe that. I'm nitpicking a little bit. I'd say their ceiling is 8. But so now
Then I think the ceiling is closed.
Okay, so it is closed at 7.
After tonight, I might think the ceiling's like 5.
I've been outvoted. Their floor, and this is one that now I disagree with after trading Judon. Their floor is 3.
Nope.
That's a high floor.
I think it's 2. So again, we're
Their floor is 2?
Yeah, I think their floor is 2.
I think Andy's onto something. I think their floor is 0.
Zero.
That's the floor.
The floor is 0.
That's the floor.
Like 0 is, there is a process where, or a probability where there, it could be 0.0001, but somewhere on the 0 wins is in play.
What about 1 tie?
Yeah, that's still not a win.
Okay.
Yeah, still 0 wins.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Working through this in real time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, their floor is 0.
Working through the difference between a win and a tie.
Their floor is, yeah. Their floor is not 3, Mike. All due respect.
The losses are everywhere.
It's not
their,
nice.
Their floor is 0. We'll continue here with your feedback. 617-779-7937. What do we have coming up in Megsplaining there, Mego?
What we have coming up is an article that I read this morning in the New York Post. Fine publication sometimes. And they detailed 4 things outside of the bedroom that men can do to turn women on. And I want to see whether
Not
you two
sing boys to men.
Whether you two do any of these things for your wife.
Let me tell you, my guess is going to be no, but we're going to find out right
and
after trending with our kids.
I know this part.
Baby, all through the night I'll make love to you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I wanted to talk about the two goalies. I don't think it matters who comes first.
Trust me, it matters.
Jones and Mego. It matters.
Do I believe that they are doing the right thing on erring the side of caution? No. You can game it up. You can hand it off. You can run draws. You can run screens. You can keep everybody in the block. You 1,000,000% can keep him out there for all the snaps Bailey Zappe took. For many of the ones that Joe Milton took, neither of those guys got blown up. So to me, it's too cautious by half, but this is what happens when you destroy a first-round quarterback.
It's the ghost of Mac Jones still looming over the Patriots.
Ooh.
How's he sound again, Mego?
Hi. Haunting is like a thing that people do, enjoy doing.
Hey.
I don't know. Have you ever, like, haunted before? So that's Tommy Curran.
Yes. Hello.
On Drake May. Who we expect to see tonight. Patriots preseason game number 2 against the Eagles. I guess Jalen Hurts won't play. Sounds like a lot of the top guys on offense won't for Philly. We'll see who does for the Pats. Meanwhile, let's get to Megsplaining with Megan Onley.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Megsplaining.
Megsplaining.
York Post today, and I believe they got this from some Australian website, if I can properly credit it. But they had this article that was four acts that women love men doing.
Acts? A-C-T-S?
Yeah.
Got it.
Not acts like the
I thought you were saying it was four acts, like A-X, like acts of...
acts body spray.
Acts body spray.
Like
conducted like a
kindness,
research.
Acts of service. You know when people talk about... Have you ever talked to your wives about your love language?
Yeah, that stupid book, yes. We've talked about this
Wait,
before,
it's
yes.
a book?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like yeah. a...
Hang on.
I thought it was just an idea.
No. There's a whole book about like your... What's my love language? There's
what
like
is
whole,
your love language? Mine's words of affirmation.
There you go. The five love Mine's languages. Food. How to express heartfelt commitment to your mate.
Food is not one of the languages, Arcan.
Some stupid...
It's mine.
Gobbledygook. Yeah.
Love okay. language. Food.
Yeah. There you go. Keep going. Yeah.
Okay. So here are the four things outside of the bedroom that the New York Post says turns women on. Number one, and I want to see if you guys even get 25% here.
You also have to be the judge of these things, being
okay,
the only woman
yeah,
here.
I'll
you
wait.
Have to
say
if you're right or not.
This first one is...
Speak for women.
This first one is definitely real. Mm-hmm. Reading. The writer says, it's not just about the physical act of reading, it's what it represents. A guy who reads shows he's got depth. He's not just browsing hot girls in bikinis on Instagram. He's broadening
Out.
His mind.
Boring.
Okay. So I will say,
reading
I do.
Book,
I read, so I like a guy who reads. Yeah, reading a book.
Yeah,
like
a if book? You, definitely
yeah,
not. Do
yeah,
I read?
Like,
do I read like Mike Reese? Yeah, I read Mike Reese. Do I read like what Curran wrote today? Yeah, I read that. Do I read a book?
That's going to turn your wife
John
on.
Tomasi
yeah, right. Exactly.
No, I think if you come
like,
home from the bookstore, and even if you're like, I just
Andy,
like
what
reading,
did Andy Hart write today? Like, I'll read that. Do I read a book?
No. You had to be reading not for work.
Excellent
like,
column today for WI.com.
Even if you're just
did I read
reading,
Mego's blog? Yes. Did I read a book? No.
Even if you're just reading like spy thrillers or something,
no.
I think that that suggests that you're seeking entertainment in a way that's like a little bit more intelligent than usual.
Okay. No.
Then just like
why would
staring
that be a
at your
turn right,
do I think
TV,
do I think women
thing,
care?
Yeah.
I definitely don't. But
because you're
fine.
Using your brain.
But Mego speak for women. Women
Are
care
you,
about
you're
that.
Just looking at something, just like you're looking at the screen.
Reading is just looking at something.
Yes.
I mean,
looking
yeah, at words.
Actually, yep.
Okay.
Is it not?
Hang
I'm
on.
Sorry, is it
so
not?
We're striking
on.
Out on number
Hang
one.
On. Arcan and I are answering your question. You haven't answered the question. Yeah. I said no.
I
Arcan,
said
do you read
yes,
books?
It definitely is.
I don't often read books.
So that's a turn on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Reading a book.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. I can't
My
even
husband reads books.
Can't
He's
even
a
walk
big
by
reader.
Women
he
are just,
was an English major, and I find that very hot.
Women can't even walk by people sitting on park benches out in public, apparently. Okay. Good. Didn't know
like
that.
Like, if you found out that a couple met at a bookstore, I'd be like, that's cute. That sounds like it's out of a 90s rom-com.
Yeah, yeah I'd like, say, did you guys meet in 1997?
Seriously, they sound like dorks.
It's adorable.
Yeah,
okay.
Seriously.
It's what drives the girls wild.
Two. This one's reading. More complicated to me. Two. Cooking,
more complicated.
Yeah. Cooking a meal. The
nope.
simple art of making someone a meal
nope.
says, quote, I care for you and I want to make sure you're well fed.
No, I don't, but I've heard that one before. I'll at least acknowledge
you
that I've heard that
cook
one before.
For cat?
I mean,
you make a single egg
really,
for yourself.
No, really actually cook? No, like I will make breakfasts.
That's
make,
cooking?
I'll cook. That's not, though. I'll make like a salad here and there. Yeah, you want, if you want like some of Lucas's macaroni and cheese, fine. But, like, do I really cook? No, I
think
I don't.
That's cooking. When
that's
does
not,
something
there's
raise
no way that's
to
cooking.
The level of cooking?
That's not cooking. I'm more like preparing. I'm
what
not
do you
cooking
have to
anything.
Do? Do you have to chop something to be
you
a
have
cook?
To like, you have to, like, follow a if you're
You have
cooking,
to do meal prep?
Yeah, you have to, like, follow a recipe. If I'm making an
I
egg.
I disagree.
If I'm making an egg, that's not cooking. You
no,
think that's cooking?
Cooking? Yeah, cooking.
No, it's
cooking
not.
Cooking egg, that's cooking, yeah.
That's not cooking.
Yes,
frying
is.
An egg is cooking.
No, it isn't.
It
that
absolutely is.
That is definitely cooking. You can really screw
count.
Up an egg.
Is grilling, is that part? Does that fall under the umbrella?
I include grilling because I
I'm also
going to
say no.
I love grill. Like, I love when I get something good off the grill in the summer.
What
so
if I'm
I
grilling
totally...
and reading a book while I'm... like,
stop.
I mean,
in
come
just
on.
An, in
stop
just
it.
An apron?
That's hot.
It says kiss the chef.
Yeah.
Okay,
you got
look,
your butt out.
I'm terrible at grilling, but I would not count grilling
you're,
either. That's
how
not
are
cooking.
You terrible at grilling?
How's grilling not cooking?
Overcooking stuff, undercooking stuff. Because I just said, you got to be
you
like.
All you do is watch
you
it.
You got to be like following a recipe to actually be cooking for somebody.
You don't follow a recipe with grilling. You
I know, that's why it's
grill.
Not cooking. Are you listening
you
to what I'm saying?
You put the meat down and then you
right.
check it.
That's why it's not cooking. That's what I just said. Yes, I know.
I just don't understand how you can be bad at grilling.
Oh, because you can overcook and undercook things. What
you
do you
definitely
mean?
Can.
People
you
can be horrible at grilling.
Grill,
I'm
yeah.
one of the people that are bad at grilling. Does that shock you that I'm bad at grilling? I feel like that sounds
kind
exactly
of,
like
yeah.
me. Okay, what's number three?
Okay, number three. This one's weird.
This one's weird. Reading's
yeah.
normal. This one's weird.
Reading's hot. Cooking a meal is fine. Oh, I'll say one thing. What I don't love about cooking a meal in my home is like it's a nice idea, but if it's something that's outside of the air fryer, I know the mess is going to be bad.
Got it.
Like, as I'm watching it happen, I'm just watching stuff splash on the counters and stain things.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you see someone reading a book. Is what's going on.
Exactly. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, two more. Men who walk on the roadside of a sidewalk. Have you ever done that? Do you know that's what you're supposed to do?
That's like a manly man thing?
Yeah. You're supposed to walk on the inside so that...
In case there's a drive-by shooting, you get hit first. Yeah.
No, it's not.
No. In case a car splashes a puddle or something, it gets you and not the woman.
Great. We'll walk into people. That's tremendous. That's a brilliant idea. What's four?
The final one, men who share unmasculine pictures of their pets on social media.
So unmasculine
if you show, if it's not like you with like a big bulldog being like, roar, it's you with a little kitten or a small dog.
Oh, like that
cuddling.
Tom Brady with the goats. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that's also that was very pretty
hot.
Sexy.
That was very hot.
That's attractive.
Brady. So that's what you got to do. You got to read, you got to cook, you got to walk on the inside of the sidewalk, and you got to post pictures of sweet little animals.
I'm never turning a woman on again, I don't think.
I would trust Axe Body Spray's research more than this. All right, stay tuned. Red Sox pregame right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.